This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden focused on abortion and women's rights during a campaign stop in Tampa today. For member station WUSF, Steve Newborn reports.
The president's speech comes as Florida is about to enact a ban on abortions after 6 weeks. And Democrats are coming out in full support of a referendum in November that would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution. Clearwater resident Heidi Davis says that's a winning strategy for the party.
This will make it top of mind for all Floridians, and if it doesn't, it certainly should. We need to make sure that the doctors have the rights and patients have the rights to make those decisions.
Some political analysts say this focus could keep the party more in play in the state, which voted twice for Donald Trump. For NPR News, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.
A grassroots effort in Michigan is collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars to provide what organizations call reparations for the African-American community. Member station WKAR, Sophia Solaby has more.
The Justice League of Greater Lansing formed in 2021, with organizers reaching out mainly to houses of worship to share their mission and ask for contributions. Since then, the group has received nearly $400,000. Some of that has come from churches' endowments and even from people's individual wills. Willie Bryan, founder of the Justice League, says this work is only the beginning.
As a grassroots organization, we want to influence the top level and say, hey, look, the populace would like to see people be made whole.
The organization plans to begin distributing money from its fund in the next few months, starting with academic scholarships going to 10 students. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Salaby.
Day two of testimony in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial resumed with the longtime publisher of the tabloid, National Enquirer, back on the stand. David Pecker telling jurors he promised to be Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential run. The Federal Trade Commission has narrowly approved a final rule banning non-compete agreements. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
The ban applies to all new non-compete agreements. Existing non-competes would remain in place for senior executives, but rescinded for all other workers. FTC Chair Lina Khan applauded the ban, saying it will ensure Americans have the freedom to pursue a new job, start a new business, or bring a new idea to market. The final rule is set to take effect later this year, but shortly after the vote, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce issued a statement saying it would sue the FTC to block the rule, calling it unnecessary and unlawful. The chamber warned that banning non-competes will undermine American businesses' ability to remain competitive. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
The Dow closed up 263 points today. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in France say five people, including a child, died while trying to cross the English Channel today. It occurred just hours after the British government approved a bill that would deport some of those entering the country illegally from Rwanda. Authorities said they spotted several boats packed with migrants off the French coast, and French naval ships intervened. Hundreds of current and former athletes have sent an open letter to the NCAA's Board of Governors calling on it to protect transgender athletes' ability to participate in NCAA sports. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports it follows a move from a smaller collegiate athletic association to ban nearly all transgender athletes from competing.
The open letter said failure to protect transgender athletes goes against the very principles of the NCAA's constitution. It said transgender sports bans are fueled by propaganda and deception and fail to address any of the real documented threats to women in sports. Nearly half of U.S. states have passed transgender school-based sports bans. In 2022, the NCAA left the participation of transgender athletes up to the individual sport governing bodies. The mounting pressure coincides with the NCAA's annual inclusion forum, which includes programming on LGBTQ issues. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Chapman in Indianapolis.
General Motors reported today, despite a small dip in U.S. vehicle sales, the auto giant's first quarter net income was up, rising more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickups and other high-profit vehicles. GM says its average sales price per vehicle was down from last year at just under $50,000. GM says for the 3 months ending in March, the company made $2.97 billion. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.